the blacks. Mm-hmm. And there's also another section of blacks, which is about 3 miles away, often enclosed within Dumas, mm-hmm. by outsiders, but known to the Dumasites as Mitchell Mill.
Mm-hmm. Is there a financial district in Dumas? Is it large enough to have one? Are the banks located in one place?
There are two of those.
Mm. What are they called?
The main highway is Highway 65, and it runs on the outer, sort of the outer limit of Dumas, and new projects are being built on the far side across the highway. So there's a new little shopping center out there, and they put a bank or two, and that's become one. And then downtown, there are two close together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another.
Mm-hmm. And where are the oldest and the best stores located?
Well, there aren't very many.
Oh.
Main Street
uh-huh.
has stores which face each other,
mm-hmm.
with this railroad down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest two stores are my father's store and the drugstore.
And they're located there?
And they're downtown.
Okay. Now, let's see, you said there were lower and upper class white neighborhoods. Are the black neighborhoods stratified that way too?
Yes, the closer to the railroad track you come, or mm-hmm. the closer to the whites you get, the neater and nicer
oh,
the houses
uh-huh.
are. And the farther out into West Dumas you go, they're really bad. Mm-hmm. You know.
Are there special shopping areas for the blacks?
No.
Now, do upper-class neighborhoods have names at all?
Well, there's a new area. It's a housing development. And the developer who lives in Dumas has decided to call it Meadowview.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the nicer sections.
Mm-hmm.
And we refer to it by the name he gave it.
Mm-hmm. Are there any others like that?
No.
That have names? What about middle-class people? Where do they chiefly live?
In the area between the railroad tracks and the highway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the lower-class people then would live?
Well, let's see. It's closer to downtown and
mm-hmm.
closer to Mitchellville.
Mm-hmm. What about local landmarks? Are there any things of note that you would take visitors to see?
About 10 miles away is Arkansas Post, which is one of the first settlements in Arkansas.
Hmm.
And there is a landmark there and a county museum with old clothes
mm-hmm.
and old relics and Civil War
mm-hmm.
relics and that kind of thing. And the remains of an old fort. And not too far from there is the Arkansas River
mm-hmm.
and a ferry that goes across
oh.
it and a bridge. So people usually go out there.
Anything in Dumas itself?
No.
How about parks? Are there any?
There's one city park. It's not very well kept.
Does it have a name?
No.
Okay. Is there an airport there?
There is an airport which only serves crop dusters.
Mm-hmm.
Crop dusting mm-hmm. is essential to the area. So it's small enough that those planes can use it, but nothing else can.
Mm-hmm. Where would you have to land then if you were flying in from somewhere?
The closest airport is Pine Bluff, Arkansas, which is 40 miles north.
Mm-hmm. It's a long way.
Yes, it is.
Well, if you're driving in from out of state, then what road would you come in on?
Highway 65 mm-hmm. runs north and south through Arkansas.